Hi, babies. Welcome back to another episode of Probably Late to Something. I missed you guys. I missed you guys so much. I'm sorry I didn't film on Wednesday. My friend was in town and I got a little overwhelmed. I just got behind track and I just got behind schedule, but I really, really missed you. So please don't be mad. You guys already DM'd me on Instagram and you said you forgave me and you weren't mad at me, but I want to tell you again that I love you and thank you for still being here. Mwah. I send you so many kisses and so many hugs. I have sage burning right now, so that it sets the vibe for us in this episode. And I think we're gonna have so much fun because we're gonna talk about dating. This is like a FaceTime chat with the girlies. Like, we're just gonna sit down and we're gonna talk our shit, okay? Not necessarily our shit, but you know what I'm saying. Like, we're just gonna talk, okay? Because I'm gonna share with you 10, but I'm probably definitely gonna add more because I ramble and I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. So there will be in and outs to multiple sections, but we're used to it. So we'll just try to follow along as good as we can, okay? Okay, come on, guys. Let's do it. We're in this together. I also want to say hi to my grandpa because he watches every episode. Hi, grandpa. I love you. Thank you for your support. Everyone say hi, Frank. Hey, Frank. But again, this is my dating advice, okay? And I don't have the best track record, but I struggled so that you don't have to. I crawled so that you could run. Listen to what I have gone through. And hopefully, if you're going through it, you don't feel alone. And hopefully, if you are about to do it, you can stop right in your motherfucking tracks, okay? Okay? But again, this is all about the journey of life. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. You're never going to like know exactly how to handle every situation. Even if I say, okay, well, that was my red flag, you might still see green, and that's okay. Don't ever judge yourself. Be patient with yourself. Don't ever feel so stupid and dumb. You know, what people do to really fuck you over is always at the end of the day going to be on their end. But you can care enough about yourself to make sure that you're looking for the green flags. Okay. That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. Yes, baby. So the first one I think is so important. This is going to sound so grown of me too. Most important thing I think in dating, especially if you're dealing with heterosexual relationships, men and women are not the same. Men and women, I have witnessed this by just seeing like my family, my friends, people's relationships, right? And seeing where the disconnect is. I also think this has been from like talking to like a lot more of my guy friends recently, just like about their perspectives and stuff. Men and women are very different. So for women, when we sit here and think like, why did he do that? Like, I'm immediately hurt, right? You're immediately hurt because he did something. On his end, genuinely, I feel like I don't think a lot of the things that men do are intentional. Mind you, it depends on the man. If this is a man that's going out, turning off his location, not answering you, not sending you a goodnight message, he doesn't care and that's on purpose. If he wanted you to know that he's thinking of you before he goes to bed, he's going to text you. He's going to text you. If he wanted to, he would. But I also think a lot of times like, it's just not on the same plane. Do y'all remember the TikTok that I made like a long ass time ago where I was talking to the person I was dating at the time and I was like, I had seen him just pull a towel off the rack. You know, I have mine to the left and you have yours to the right. Motherfucker, why are you pulling the one? Why are you pulling mine? What's going on here? He's like, oh, we have separate towels. What? You are so this. And so you're just picking them bitches, like which one, right, left. He didn't give a fuck. He was just picking them damn towels. So my towel was always double cheeked up. You feel me? Like my towel always had two cheeks on it. You know, like I know I can't, because I never picked his fucking towel ever. Why would I? Mine's on my side. Yours is on your side, motherfucker. What's good? What's going on here? That's just another instance. Like he had no idea. And it's like, it was an intentional thing. Okay. It's just his brain was smaller. I mean, listen, because I know men can probably say that. No, I think men would agree that their brains might be smaller when it comes to women. Does that make sense? Like their ability to understand us is quite small. It's a good man is a man that puts effort in. Same thing as a good woman. A good woman wants to put effort into understanding like what a guy is trying to actually mean. I don't know. I'm the more I'm talking about their perspective, I like just, it's hard for me to, but from my perspective, I think I've seen a lot of like the little points in a relationship that just go sideways. And it's just always assuming that their intentions are to be rude. when I think sometimes their intentions are just that they're a man and they don't really know what is going on and they don't know what to do and they're not quite trained yet. I don't know. I think of like dating a man is like picking a puppy and it's teaching them your little tricks. You know what I mean? Second one, I think, is Snapchat. If a man asks you for your Snapchat, I hate it. Oh, get away from me. You are just going to add me to one of your fucking streaks. And I am not 12 years old. Okay. And I get everyone's different. I have not used Snapchat in so long. Shout out to y'all that saw my noodles get leaked. I still hadn't used, the last time I used Snapchat was in high school, but I still had noodles and stuff on there from when I was a literal pubescent girl. And that's what's gotten like leaked on my Snapchat. Like that was really weird and really uncomfy. And whoever that was, like, the devil's coming for you. The devil's coming from you. But I ate it and left no crumbs. Could you imagine? Could you imagine trying to loop my noodles and I still slay? Yeah. But Snapchat, I think, is just boring because it's like they're not going to have a conversation with you. They're just going to be sitting there like twiddling their thumb and sending you a selfie. Like you're not going to actually get to know someone by making a Snapchat streak. You're lame. Don't talk to us. I'm not going to list numbers anymore because I know I have ADHD and I'm just going to go all over the place and we're just going to try to figure it out. But I'm a chaser. Everyone knows that I'm a chaser. When I like something, I like to go for it. I like to say the weird things. I like to walk up to a man and be like, let me buy you a drink. Let me take you on a date. Let me do this for you. I like it. It's fun for me. It's like a cat and a mouse or like a tiger and a mouse, whatever. I like doing it. That's my most, like, that's what makes me so excited and fun. But I think that it's important to let a man chase you. It's important to like let them know that you're into them too, but I also think that it is important to just let a man show you what he's willing to do for you. And if he's not willing to do anything, that's your sign to get the fuckity fuck out of there. No matter how much you like to play, Malia, no matter how much I like to play, I'm gonna really, really, really try not to chase a man ever again because they should come to me even though it's so much fun running after them. Oh, like, why can't it just be like a back and forth? Like, I think it's supposed to be a back and forth, but some of the fuckers don't know how to play. Some of the fuckers don't know how to play, or they're just not trying to play with me back in the day. But I've gotten so good. You won't catch me falling. You won't catch me slipping. You won't catch me ignoring my worth. But again, it's all about the journey. So, you know, it's to the best of your ability. Don't ever, you know, be mean to yourself or rude to yourself. But the next one is so pivotal and so important. Do not lose your friends. Do not lose sight of your plans for the weekend. Do not sit there and wait for him to make a plan before you make a plan for yourself. Okay? Don't cancel on your friends last minute just because he wants to see you all of a sudden. A man likes to know that you're busy and that you have your whole own life. Like, no one. I'm not attracted to a man that's just sitting there 24/7 twiddling his fucking thumbs. Like, what are you doing? Get up. Go do something. Like, what? Like, I like being thought of and I like someone caring about me and wanting to see me, but it's very different than someone that genuinely has nothing else to do. That's not even special. Like, fit me into your schedule. Don't just make me the schedule. Fucking bars. Also, set your standards. Be upfront when you see something that you don't like in someone, even if you like them. Do not say, okay, well, maybe I can deal with that if like they're like really, really cute or like really, really tall. I've done that. The tall motherfuckers always got me fucking folding. Don't do that. If you see something that you don't like, be upfront about it. Say it immediately. Don't even think about it before you say it, because at least it's on the table then. Because if you just kind of like let shit slide here and there, here and there, here and there, no one's going to be able to take you seriously. You can't even take yourself seriously. Right? Fuck it up. I can't even... Listen, again, all of this is what should probably be happening. But again, like, I know it's hard. I know, sister, I'm on the other side. I know this shit is hard. My next one is don't have sex. Don't have sex for a little bit. Okay? Just don't have sex for a little bit because If you have sex, it gives them the power. And if they're not a man that's going to actually be there and care about you, you have given away, not even just like in that type of frame. I know that a lot of people are like, when a woman has sex, she loses her power. And I get that to a certain extent, but also just like your own power within yourself, like your own ability to not care. When you have sex with a man, it does bounce off. Like now you have given him the power or them the power to have your emotions in the palm of your hand. Regardless, some women can like turn that shit off and it's like, I don't give a fuck. But for some of us, it's not like that. For me, the minute I do that, I am going to think about you 24/7 and you are going to be on my mind 24/7. So I think the best thing to do is hold out, you know? And I know it goes back and forth because sometimes I've also been in the vibes where it's like, fucking test drive a car before you buy it, bitch. Woo! I really hope my grandpa's not listening at this point. Grandpa, please go if you're still here. Love you though. But you know what I mean? So it is kind of like a back and forth. Again, all of this is just advice, things that I've personally been thinking about and going through right now, you know, because that's how I always am. Like, I like to be transparent because my life, like, this is just my life and this is what I'm talking. I'm no fucking Dr. Phil or Dr. Steve or whatever their fucking names were. Like, I'm out here learning right alongside with you. Okay. Cause you know, you bet your ass, if we were friends, I'd call you up on FaceTime. I'd be like, bitch, I only waited one day. I couldn't wait. Okay, another one I think is really important. Listen to your gut feelings. Your angels are there to guide you. Your angels are guiding you if you allow them, right? Like they say, God will speak to you if you listen. Your angels will speak to you if you listen. Listen to your gut feelings. If you have, and don't like, so sometimes I say like, listen to your friends. Notice how they're worried about you or, you know, just concerned about your behavior or like your emotions. They don't want you to get hurt. Like listen to that too, but also listen to your gut, listen to your feelings, listen to how you feel. Be in tune with yourself enough to know and follow your intuition. Because a lot of the times, no one else can know what's going on but you. So obviously, if it's a toxic relationship where like everything is just spiraling out of control and your family and friends see that you're like no longer hanging out with them, no longer doing any of your hobbies, no longer doing any of that, like follow that. But like also your gut can sometimes lead you exactly where you're supposed to be. Your gut can tell you what you need to know. So listen, even if sometimes it hurts. Like I know I've been through times before when my tummy was hurting and I was like, man, I don't really want to do this. Like, I don't want to end this. I don't want to do this, but I know that's what I have to do. I know it sucks, but try to follow your gut. Try to take deep breaths, like move through it. At the end of the day too, you never have to rush into anything. You just need to flow with whatever you're going through in that moment and be patient to yourself and nice to yourself because you're going to figure it out regardless. You know what I mean? Another one, go at your pace, not theirs. Learn to say no. Learn to say no. No, motherfucker. No. No. So many times, I think, especially as like young women, we get pressured into stuff. We get pushed. So I cannot tell you how many times I was pushed to doing something that I didn't want to do. And it's natural. It just happens. And I know a lot of women go through it. I mean, I know like a lot of women that go through it because one, you don't want to be lame. Sometimes you get nervous. Sometimes you get choked up and you honestly don't even know what to say. Sometimes you don't even know what you want to do. But a lot of times we get pressured to go at someone else's pace and we need to go at our own. If you start feeling like, okay, shit, like this is moving too fast or like, oh wait, I don't want to do that. Learn before you start dating and like being close with these people, learn whether or not you want to do something. Don't do it just because you think you should. Don't do it because you think you want to. Do it because it's the right time, okay? Do it because it's the right time and you feel it in your soul, like that gut and that intuition. Focus on that. Like feel that when you're going through your, you know, trials and tribulations, dating, breakups. Feel that. Follow that voice and stay safe. Another one, do not just trust a man because he has said something. He's not gonna cheat on me. Why? He told me he wouldn't. Oh. Okay. Okay. Let's just, so, all right. So you know he's not going to cheat on you, or that he didn't, because he said that he wouldn't. Right. I'm also Abraham motherfucking Lincoln, and you better believe it because I said I was. Like, come on now. Man, that's so crazy. I have had so many things be like brought up to the surface just like in my entire life. Like even like an ex-boyfriend of mine, I don't even want to say because it makes me an ex-boyfriend of mine recently reached out to my little sister on Snapchat and was like, "You're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen." And he just said he didn't know. Like, my sister was literally like, "You dated my sister." And he was like, "Oh, my bad. I didn't know." Ugh. Ugh. And he took my virginity. Fuck you, Peanut. Fuck you. No. Okay, and I think this is number 10. Oh, no, this is number 9. I don't remember. But know that just because they choose something different, it does not mean that what you have to offer is great, right? Like, I think genuinely in times, sometimes that person is just not your person. And God will not give you something that is not for you. God will take away the things that he knows are not for you. There's always a plan, I think. There's always a plan. I just personally believe that. And I hope you know too. I hope you feel it in your gut. I hope you feel it in your heart every day when like something nice happens and you see a butterfly or you see a flower that's like blooming super, super pretty, or the sun touches your skin and you look up at the sky and it's clear and it's blue, or the stars are shining. Or like when you hear like someone that you love, their laughter, or someone that you love does something really, really good and you're so happy for them. I hope you know that everything does happen for a reason, okay? Everything really does happen for a reason. And like, you got to put your faith in that and your love in that. And you just got to fucking hope. I have so much hope and I have so much faith. I have faith in myself. I have hope in my angels. I love you. And this is a tangent that's not what I'm supposed to be talking about, but I love you. And I hope that you know that you're exactly where you need to be. Like I always motherfucking say, you sexy bitch. Yes. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it pumped. I don't remember what I was talking about. I don't remember. But something. Oof, yeah, whatever she said. Whatever she said. Listen to her. I feel like she has some good shit. I think she just spit facts, to be honest. Anyways, okay. Okay, yeah, know that what you have is great. Someone not wanting that does not take anything away from you. Do not allow other people to just be what you base your self-worth off of. If you allow people to tell you what you're worth, you will always feel small. You will always feel small. You will always feel small. Be whole. Love yourself. Know that you're a bad fucking bitch. And just because some man is stupid or some girl is stupid or some person is dumb or they don't appreciate you or they can't see the gift that you are, let them go. Let them go. That wasn't your person. You weren't theirs. And that is fine. Because I always believe that when shit like gets bad, and when you have your heart broken, you're sitting there and you're like, why wasn't this my person? Just be happy that it wasn't. Because imagine the love that you're going to have one day when you get to look at someone, you go, yes, they choose me and I choose them. Like imagine that feeling one day when you're just looking at someone, you're like, whoa, I like them and they like me back. I like them and this is healthy. I like them. I like them. Imagine it. It would be great. It would be beautiful. So it makes all the other bullshit that you went through not mean anything. Or it doesn't not mean anything, but it makes all the other shit that you went through worth it. So that you can find that one person that's going to make you super, 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 duper, duper happy one day. Okay. And then number 10. All right. Number 10. This is the most important one. I should have led with this one. Leave when they say their ex is crazy. If this motherfucker's out here being like, my ex is crazy, unless it's me, shut up. Listen, let me tell you something. If a man sits there and says his ex is crazy, ask what he did first. All right? Ask what he did. I'd be fine with someone saying that to me. Like, what did I do? I'd be fine. I'd be like, this is what I did. And then I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this. okay? But if he's just straight off rip, like, nah, that bitch was crazy. Nah, that bitch was wild. Nah, that bitch was crazy. She didn't know what she was talking about. She was so aggy all the time. She was doing crazy things all the time. Never speak to him again. Because he's a red flag. Never, never, never speak to him again because he's a red flag and something is wrong with him. And he has done something to make that girl, that poor girl, crazy. Okay? He has done something to make that poor girl lose her fucking marbles. Let me tell you that. But thank you guys so much for joining me for another little podcast video. I love you guys so much. And I just appreciate you. And I'm happy that you're here. And now I'm going to a tequila Tuesday dinner with all my friends. And I'm going to think about you and how happy I am. And how great life is because everything is great. Yay, 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 yay. Bye.